Welcome to Retreat, Reset, Transform, the podcast where science meets soul in the pursuit of healing. Hosted by Donald Curry, registered psychotherapist and clinical director at Dimensions Retreats, this show explores evidence-based approaches to trauma recovery, psychedelic therapy, and whole person transformation. In today's episode, Somatic Psychotherapy, What the Research Really Says, we move past theory and into the data, looking at what clinical research tells us about the effectiveness of body-based approaches for trauma, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. We'll dive into deep brain reorienting, sensorimotor psychotherapy, somatic experiencing, and relational somatic psychotherapy, and explore how integrating these with practices like yoga, massage, and acupuncture leads to real embodied healing. Let's get into it.
Welcome back to Retreat Reset Transform. I'm your host, Donald Curry, registered psychotherapist and clinical director of Dimensions Algonquin Highlands. Today, we're diving into a topic that's reshaping trauma healing across the globe, somatic psychotherapy. You've likely heard phrases like the body keeps the score, but what does that really mean in the therapy room? How can we work with the body, not just the mind, to help clients recover from trauma, PTSD, anxiety, and depression? Today's episode will explore some of the leading somatic approaches, including deep brain reorienting, sensory motor psychotherapy, somatic experiencing, and relational somatic psychotherapy, and unpack what the latest research says about their effectiveness. We've long known that trauma isn't just a psychological wound, it's physiological. It lives in the nervous system. Cognitive therapies are helpful, but they often don't reach the deeper, subcortical layers of traumatic memory, the ones stored in muscle tension, posture, breath, and even the orientation of the eyes. Somatic psychotherapies help us engage those layers. They guide clients to track sensations, impulses, and subtle bodily shifts that offer clues to unresolved trauma. By doing so, they help complete defensive responses that were thwarted at the time of trauma, unlocking emotion and restoring regulation. Let's start with a newer modality, deep brain reorienting, or DBR, developed by Dr. Frank Corrigan. DBR targets the brainstem's orienting response to trauma, that initial head turn, eye lock, or freeze that happens in the split second before our higher brain even kicks in. A 2023 randomized controlled trial found that after just 8 sessions of DBR, nearly half of participants with PTSD no longer met diagnostic criteria. Symptom scores dropped by over 48% and continued to drop at 3-month follow-up. What's more, dropout was nearly non-existent. The mechanism? By mindfully tracking subtle tension around the eyes, neck, or jaw, and staying with it, the body reprocesses the shock, rage, or grief that got locked in the moment of trauma. DBR works deep in the brainstem, where trauma often starts. Sensory motor psychotherapy, developed by Pat Ogden. SP is a beautiful marriage of mindfulness and movement. Clients are invited to notice what's happening in their bodies as they recall past experiences, a tightening in the belly, a shift in posture, or an impulse to move. One recent study looked at group SP for women with complex PTSD. It found significant gains in body awareness and anxiety reduction, though changes in PTSD symptoms weren't as pronounced, possibly due to the group format or the chronic nature of symptoms. Still, SP is a powerful tool to help clients uncouple sensation from memory, to learn that a racing heart or clenched jaw can be felt and witnessed without being hijacked. It brings the nervous system into the present moment. If you have done any research on different forms of somatic psychotherapy, you've likely heard of somatic experiencing, created by Peter Levine. SE teaches clients to pendulate, moving between activation and safety, to slowly release the stuck energy of trauma. In a major study, clients who received SE showed large reductions in both PTSD and depression symptoms, with gains maintained at follow-up. Studies also show improved regulation, affect tolerance, and a restored sense of safety in the body. SE's beauty lies in its subtlety. No need for full-blown exposure to a traumatic memory. The work is titrated, resourced, and anchored in the body's wisdom. Shaking, sighing, trembling, or simply feeling warmth or relief can be signs that trauma is releasing. What about when the wound isn't just trauma? It's relational? That's where relational somatic psychotherapy comes in. It blends body awareness with attachment healing. Relational somatic psychotherapy sees the body as a messenger of unspoken early relational wounds, a collapse in posture when setting boundaries, averted eyes when expressing a need. It helps clients track those body cues in relationship with a therapist who offers safety, attunement, and co-regulation. Qualitative research shows powerful shifts. Clients report feeling more integrated, less dissociated, and finally able to trust again, not through words, but through felt experiences in their body. So, what does the research tell us overall? For PTSD, somatic approaches like DBR, SE, and SP are showing strong and sometimes comparable results to established therapies, often with lower dropout rates. For anxiety and depression, the evidence is emerging but promising, especially for chronic or treatment-resistant cases. Clients report not just symptom relief, but a deeper reconnection with themselves, with joy, vitality, presence. And the mechanism? Bottom-up change. When we work through the body, we access trauma where it began. We regulate the autonomic nervous system. We discharge survival responses. And we build new internal experiences of safety and power. At Dimensions, we don't just offer somatic psychotherapy in isolation. We integrate it with a wide range of healing practices, yoga, massage therapy, qigong, acupuncture, breathwork, nature immersion, and more. Why? Because healing isn't linear, and it isn't just psychological, it's multidimensional. When we pair somatic therapy with these complementary practices, something profound happens. The healing process deepens, expands, and becomes sustainable. Let me break it down. Yoga and qigong work with movement, breath, and energy flow. These practices help clients reconnect with their bodies in a safe and empowering way. For those recovering from trauma, gently moving the body, especially when coupled with mindful awareness, can restore agency. Yoga also activates the vagal brake, helping regulate the autonomic nervous system, which is often dysregulated in the trauma survivors. Massage therapy does more than relax muscles. It helps reintroduce safe, nurturing touch, a core element often missing or violated in traumatic experiences. When combined with somatic psychotherapy, massage helps release stored tension and reinforces new patterns of trust, grounding, and physical connection. For some clients, receiving touch with consent and care may be the first step toward reclaiming a relationship with their own body. Acupuncture complements somatic work beautifully by helping to regulate the body's energy systems. From a neurobiological standpoint, acupuncture has been shown to reduce sympathetic arousal and modulate stress hormones. When used alongside therapy, it can ease the physiological symptoms of anxiety, depression, and PTSD, allowing the psyche to soften and open to deeper inner work. nature therapy, and cold plunges, also part of our offerings, ground people back in their primal rhythms. Stepping into the forest, breathing in fresh air, feeling the cold bite of water against your skin. These are not just wellness extras. They are therapeutic recalibrations of the nervous system that remind the body it is alive, resilient, and part of a greater whole. This holistic layering helps clients not just understand their trauma, but feel transformation through every layer of their being, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. It's a systems-level reset. By weaving together somatic psychotherapy and these body-based practices, we help people become fluent in the language of their own body again. They start to feel where emotion lives in their chest, where trauma tightens their throat, where joy pulses in their belly. And once we become fluent in our bodies again, we can begin to feel safe, present, whole. At Dimensions, this is what we aim for. Not just symptom relief, but embodied transformation.
You've been listening to Retreat, Reset, Transform, a podcast from the heart of Dimensions Retreats. If this conversation spoke to you, we invite you to explore what true healing can feel like through the body, in relationship, and within community. To learn more about our integrative programs, somatic therapies, and upcoming retreats, visit dimensionsretreats.com. Your healing journey starts here.